This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
A grim Fed chair, Ben Bernanke, tells Congress we may be seeing The Great Recession Part 2 in American theater soon, starring all of us and already getting dismal reviews.
They're back.
It's Wednesday, October 5th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, John. I mean, I think it can be said that almost without exception, sequels are a bad idea.
I'd be thrilled if the recession stayed in theaters and didn't make it to the streets. Good morning, Celeste.
Ben Bernanke told Congress yesterday our weak recovery may be weakening further and, in fact, dying. We're going to talk about the not-so-far-fetched fears of a double dip, fears that many of you share.
I have not become desensitized to all the noise about the economy because I've only believed the bad news and ignored the good news. I've been expecting the second Great Depression for years just because of the effect of technology putting people out of work, the huge cost of health care for the elderly, the huge cost of quality education for poorly raised children.
Your views, as always, at 8778-MY-TAKE. But let's begin with the headlines. Amanda Knox, former murder convict, is home from Italy.
Thank you to everyone who's believed in me, who's defended me, who's supported my family.
Knox returned to Seattle last night after having her conviction on murder charges reversed by an Italian appeals court on Monday. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is, as we learned yesterday, not running for president.
New Jersey, whether you like it or not, you're stuck with me.
In his announcement, which was expected, Christie said his decision came down to this.
Could I look in the mirror and justify leaving this job after 20 months, and I couldn't.
The Republican field now will stay the way it is for the time being. It's time for donors to get behind the candidates within hours of Christie's announcement. Mitt Romney won the commitment of Ken Langone, former co-founder of Home Depot, who had taken a lead role in urging Christie to run.
Democrat Earl Ray Tomblin has won a special election for governor of West Virginia.
I'll continue to do what I've been trying to do all along, and that's to create more jobs, to be able to have a good, stable budget, a good economy in West Virginia. Those are the things that are on people's minds out there.
Tomblin has served as acting governor since Joe Manchin stepped down in November. And again, downbeat messages from Fed Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke.
Recent indicators, including new claims for unemployment insurance and surveys of hiring plans, point to the likelihood of more sluggish job growth in the period ahead.
Bernanke told Congress yesterday the Fed is ready to provide more economic stimulus if needed, but he also waded into the budget battle on Capitol Hill, warning Congress not to cut spending sharply while the economy is weak.
The unions speak on Wall Street. Those protests on Wall Street expected to get some reinforcements today. Several labor unions plan to join the growing crowd in Lower Manhattan. Organizers have called for students at college campuses across the nation to walk out of class at 2 p.m. today. The anti-Wall Street protests are picking up steam in cities like Boston.
Show me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
That rally in Boston was echoed in Los Angeles, where this protester says the demonstrations have struck a nerve with a lot of people.
It's a whole bunch of people that realize that things are wrong and we want to change things.
And we have a bit of a protest going online at 8778-MY-TAKE.
It's Greg from New York City, and I'm wondering why all the fuss is being made about people in the streets. Just take your credit cards, cut them up, and just spend cash. If we spend cash and don't use banks, then our message will be much more clear. Banks make money because we are spending the money they provide.
You can give us your views at 8778-MY-TAKE. Okay, of course. In Greece, they're paralyzed today by a nationwide strike over austerity measures. And China and Russia have vetoed a United Nations Security Council resolution that condemns Syria for its crackdown on protesters.
Past 10 minutes, Nobel Prize for Chemistry awarded to Daniel Schachtman. He discovered quasi-crystals. So for those of you trivia buffs, Asian markets mostly down, European indices up. Futures down for Wall Street this morning. The Dow starts at 10,808. The S&P opens at 1,123. And the NASDAQ opens on the negative side at 2,129. How scared do you feel? Fear in the global economy coming up.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.